The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. And we have on the board tonight the mighty Andrew.
Good evening, Pastor.
And we have the country parson, Pastor Joe Larson.
Good evening, boss. Ready to do another night.
All right, let's get her done tonight. We're going to pick it up where we left off, Joe. And do you remember what the title of the message was?
Yeah, it was kind of an unusual one, A Heartbeat Away from Hell.
And so, you know, hell is so popular, people are dying to get there.
Yeah, and the Bible says it's not half full yet.
Well, now, we're going to pick it up where we left off. There are those, Joe, that are teaching that the annihilation theory. And do you know what the annihilation theory is, don't you?
I should, but for some reason I'm drawing a complete
blank.
The
annihilation theory. They teach that there is no eternal hell, that the sinners are simply cast into the lake of fire. They burn, they turn to ashes, and they cease to exist.
There's no
long-term suffering or torment. And Seventh-day Adventists are one that teaches that. There are others.
I didn't see that in the Bible.
Well, let me take you to where they usually a couple of verses, but here's the main verse. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 28.
Okay.
And read me verses 18 and 19.
Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all of them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more.
Okay, so now he's talking up to the king of Tyre here. And do you know who the king of Tyre is?
Well, I thought it was referencing to the devil.
It is. It's Satan. The king of Tyre is Satan. Now, the prince of Tyre is Ethabel the Third. Actually, that was Jezebel's nephew. And so here, this is where he gets his power, Ethabel the Third, from the king of Tyre, which is Satan. And so here now, God is telling Satan that, I'm going to bring a fire from within you, and it's going to devour you, and you are no longer going to be a terror upon the earth. Now, here, he's not telling them that he's going to go out, that he's going to cease to exist. He's telling them he's going to cease to exist in the form that he is in.
Right.
In the form that he is in there.
The form that he's residing.
Go to verse 11, Joe. Read verse 11 through 14.
All right. Turn a page here. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation against the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes, was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee.
All right, so now here you're seeing how God had created Satan as, well, actually created Lucifer.
Lucifer, right.
As the most powerful being of his creation. He was perfect in all his ways, and he had a lot of power, I mean, extreme amount of power. Now, even over, if you remember, in Isaiah chapter 14, he declares that he will ascend above the heavens and sit on the throne of God. He will become God.
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
Right. So now, here, remember, you know, in the Garden of Eden, when, you know, people get this picture, they always get a picture of this serpent wrapped around a tree coming down, and Eve standing there with, you know, the deer in the headlights look on her.
That's right.
That's not the way. He didn't look that way at all. He walked up on two legs until the Lord had sinned, and the Lord put him, made him crawl, changed that. But he had, you just described his beauty, how he was clothed with precious stones. And what would attract the second most beautiful creature ever made? And that was Eve. Eve was the second most beautiful creature ever made. And what would attract her but the first most beautiful creature
right,
ever made?
Exactly. Something more beautiful than she, or something equal to her, which would be like, whoa, what's that?
Right. So she was kind of overwhelmed with him. And so here now, he is in his pride, and he has said he will be like God. And he's like today, like people like George Soros, like Mark Zuckerberg, those that Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, think that they can do whatever they want. Hillary Clinton, that they're above the law, that they are their own gods, and they don't have to answer to anybody. And even the thought of having to answer to somebody makes them angry. Okay.
Right.
And so here now,
we saw Fauci. I am science. How can you dare contradict me?
She is science. Remember,
okay. Yeah, Fauci is, when you were referring to Fauci, I was remembering that line. I am science. That was just fits right in with what you're saying.
Well, remember Obama. I am the one.
Now.
I am the one. Okay.
You've been waiting for.
Yeah. Remember Oprah. I am the source of my own salvation. I am the source. So these people, are they in for rude awakenings or what?
Probably beyond their comprehension.
Okay, so now here, when he's talking about, when he says, I will bring forth the fire from the midst of thee, and it shall devour thee, He's not going to go out of existence. People are angels. We don't go out of existence. We just change form and change real estate.
Right.
And so what he's telling them is he's no longer going to have, he's going to exist in that form, that beautiful, and he's not going to have the power that he had, okay? So,
well, we saw that with the, when the, Jesus cast the demons out of the man and sent them into the herd of swine. They were having to take, they were not in a human form, they were in a spirit form, and they were residing in the pigs that threw themselves off the cliffs.
Right. And so what happens here, and then what happened during the flood? Everything on the earth perished, but where did all of these things go? They went into the sea creatures, didn't they?
Sea creature, yeah. The fish, well, it was the only thing living that would house them would be a fish or a sea creature.
Right. So here now, we're seeing, there are a couple of verses in Scripture that we talks to as being burnt up like the fat of a lamb, turning to ashes and existing no more. Well, it doesn't mean that they don't exist. It means they don't exist in that form. And this is where some of, this is what a lot of your Sabbatarians and your people that preach annihilation teach. And so if we go over, for example, to go over to Revelation 13, or Matthew 13, go to Matthew 13.
Okay, Matthew 13.
Mm-hmm.
And start with verse about what, 36
through 41.
Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that soweth them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father, who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Okay, so here, do we see that the torment taking place here after they're cast into the lake of fire, you see the wailing and the gnashing of the teeth.
Right.
Could that possibly happen if they simply were burnt, turned to ashes, and ceased to exist?
No, it wouldn't last very long. In a fire like that, you wouldn't be able to breathe. You'd be unconscious. It'd be over in fractions of seconds.
Okay, so today, all right, Satan, as you saw Lucifer, he loved his power, and he loved himself more than God. Today, would you say that the churches are filled with people out there today, especially the prosperity church, who love pleasure, that love pleasure and power more than God?
Oh, yeah, I see that everywhere, yeah.
Okay, and so
they
here...
They love pleasure and power, yeah, either one, sometimes both.
Okay, so here... And then do you see... Say in the apostate church, most of the world, the National Council of Churches, what they call the liberal or the religious left. Do you see people that openly mock God, that openly will mock Him? In other words, they'll embrace the LGBTQ, they embrace abortion. If God's word calls it a sin,
they
embrace it.
Yeah. Which is mockery of God, which is blasphemy.
Okay, so here, let's turn over to Revelation 20.
All right.
And in Revelation chapter 20, read me verses 7 through 15.
All right. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
All right, so here, when we take a look at that, when he says he gathered together Gog and Magog, we see that Gog and Magog, what they do is they're they're symbolizing all the forces of evil who band together to battle against God. Now, Noah's son, Japheth, had a son, and his name was Magog. He was Noah's, obviously, Noah's grandson. His name was Magog. And we see also in Ezekiel, chapters 38 and 39, where here God brings Gog and Magog. He pulls them down, puts a hook in their mouth, and pulls them down to do battle against Israel. And they run into some really bad fortune. But here now, we see that in verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Well, how could that happen if he simply ceased to exist?
Right, it couldn't. That would mean the Bible is wrong, and if the Bible, any part of it's wrong, it's all wrong.
Right. Well, so here now, and it says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Well, now, here there are those that say, well, hell is a place. How would you take a place and cast a place into a place? No, it's the state of being, of torment. It's in a state of being in torment.
Torment.
Do you know who said that?
Jesus.
It was the fellow named Jesus. He's the one that said that's what it is. Now, here, death is what? Death is separation from God.
Right.
That's what the Bible says, separation from God. So what happens now? Who is it that gets cast into this lake of fire?
All of those who are not born-again believers, really.
Okay,
because it said basically what? Whose name was not written in the book of life, and the book contains those that are the children of God, the born-again believers.
Okay, so they're going to get resurrected with what kind of a body?
I don't know. They may not have one.
Well, I think you'll find the answer probably if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and you look here in the last part of that. Say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither right. doth corruption inherit incorruption. Okay, so here, our bodies are going to be incorruptible. They're going to be
right.
incorruptible.
We have a glorified body.
Right. So if ours are incorruptible, theirs are going to be corruptible. They're going to be
right.
corruptible bodies, okay? And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For the corruptible, which is the bodies that we have now, must put on incorruption. And that's when they become glorified, huh?
Right. And the mortal must put on immortality. When they get the glorified body, we are then immortal.
Okay, so here we're seeing that, again, people need to realize when you say they're in hell, that is literal. That's literal because hell is in a state of being in torment. In a state of being in torment, that is very, very literal. And separation from God is very, very literal, isn't it?
Yes.
And so, boy, I'm glad we got that straightened out, Joe.
Yeah, so am I. It was
Alrighty.
There still was slight confusion when they go before God for that throne of judgment. Does he give them their old body, or are they there in spirit?
No, they're here. Let me read this to you.
They're in corruption.
Okay. Let me go back here, right. Let me start. And I saw the dead, small and great, the dead stand before God.
Right.
And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. Now, when it says the books were opened, the Bible speaks, and I'm not talking about the books in the Bible. I'm not talking about the book of Revelation or the book of Jude.
Books that God has.
Yeah, it speaks seven different books in the Bible. So these books were all open, and that's what we're judged out of all those seven different books. And here it says that, and that which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of these things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. So, and death.
The dead stand before God. They were standing before God.
At the white throne judgment, yeah.
Right.
And so there you go. So they will be standing before God in corruptible bodies. Now, being in hell in the torment is a continual process of dying. See, those in glory, the saints, will have the continual process of
living.
Right. But those in hell, it's a continual process of dying continually, which is not a good thing, and being in torment. Now, there were some quotes, and you know, those, I mean, it would really, you would think it would be nice if in fact, yes, indeed, they were simply burn up and cease to exist. And you hate the thought of people being in torment forever, okay? But, you know, if you look at what John Bunyan said this, "But he that goes to hell shall suffer 10,000 times worse torments than these, and yet shall never be quite dead under them. There they shall be ever whining and pining and weeping and mourning, ever tormented without ease, and yet never dissolved into nothing." And so here, he kind of hit the nail on the head, but now...
Right, he got it right, very correct.
But now, there's different degrees of torment in hell. Remember what the Lord Jesus said, "Therefore, your damnation will be the greater."
Greater.
Okay? Now, he used the word damnation and not condemnation. Damnation is a stronger term than condemnation. And so, anyhow, and who did he say that to? The religious leaders.
The religious leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees and Pharisees.
He said, "Had you not been told, had you not been shown, had you not seen what I've done and who I am, then you might have a cloak for your sin. But your eyes have been opened. You've seen. You know who I am. Therefore, there is no cloak for your right. sin, and your damnation will be the greater.
Greater, because you know when you refuse to accept.
Absolutely. We're going to play a clip. Now, you know how we've been talking about we're not getting, you know, obviously we never do, but there is so much being fabricated in the Ukraine. What's taking place is a horrible thing, and we're not taking either side of that war. Obviously, Russia is the aggressor here. But, folks, what we're telling you is you're not getting it like you never do for the fake news media here. The fake news, they are so fake, and they stage so many things. If you only knew just how, and our government is so, so corrupt. You cannot believe anything here that you hear, what they call the mainstream media. And so we're going to play a little clip here. And
like Russia. I mean, only instead of Putin controlling all the media and everything over here, it's our, you know, the liberal media go along and are the obedience arm of the radical left and hide all the truth and, you know, do it.
Well, Joe, what's happening over there in the Ukraine? There, and you're not hearing about this, but you have the neo-Nazi group there. And it's a part of their military. And what they have done is they are putting in places where the populated places where hospitals and, you know, schools and that, these Ukrainians are placing their artillery there in front of them. And, of course, the Russians know where the artillery is, and they zoom in on that. And so they're
like the Palestinians, right? Putting
exactly,
their
just
launchers
like,
at the backyard of houses and daycare centers, just like they did.
Exactly. And so we're going to play you a clip here. Mighty Andrew, take her away.
They say Russia invaded Ukraine. They say Russia is the aggressor. But working here in the Lugansk Republic for weeks, we found many things that tell a different story. One discovery was made at a former base of the notorious IDAR battalion. It appeared in 2014 as an armed volunteer group that fought on Kiev's side but slowly fell out of its control. Too many weapons, money and impunity did their job. Now it's part of Ukraine's ground forces, though its roots have a sinister foreign influence.
This is what was found, among other things, here at the IDAR battalion base. A very interesting piece of literature titled Tutorial for Participants of Russian-Ukrainian War. It was published in 2021. Ukraine's Defense Ministry is among publishers, but here we see something more interesting. National Endowment for Democracy, America's non-governmental organization, allegedly affiliated with CIA. It actually says that it was republished last year, so apparently there was previous version of this book.
There are multiple chilling facts about this statement from last year. If the title Russian-Ukrainian War refers to the 8-year bombing of Donbas, it chooses to ignore that the conflict was not Russian-Ukrainian, but Ukrainian-Ukrainian, with the east of the country being shelled by its own government in Kiev. And if the title hints at knowledge of an upcoming war with Russia, which would conventionally break out a year later in February 2022, this raises even more disturbing questions about Washington's role in fomenting the current conflict. Then there is the central role played in it by the infamous CIA offshoot, the National Endowment for Democracy, or NED.
Instead of having just the CIA going around behind the scenes and trying to manipulate the process secretly by inserting money here and instructions there and so forth, they have now a sidekick, which is this National Endowment for Democracy.
A lot of what we do today was done covertly 25 years ago by the CIA.
We should not have to do this kind of work covertly. It would be terrible for democratic groups around the world to be seen as subsidized by the CIA. We saw that in the 60s, and that's why it has been discontinued. We have not had the capability of doing this, and that's why the endowment was created.
It seems that whenever the CIA couldn't but wanted to manipulate the process, the NED has been there to help for the last four decades.
What finally drew public attention to NED's meddling in foreign elections was an aborted attempt to provide opposition candidate Violeta Chamorro with $3 million in funding for her 1989 election campaign against Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega. In 1988, for example, the endowment had given $600,000 to organizations working to defeat Chilean leader Augusto Pinochet. Ned was involved in similar activities in 1990 in Czechoslovakia.
Meaning interfering in elections worldwide and nurturing uprisings globally.
A number of the groups and individuals directly involved in the revolts and reforms sweeping the region received training and financing from groups like the International Republican Institute, the National Democratic Institute, and Freedom House. They were created by Congress and are financed through the National Endowment for Democracy.
Training and financing. Financing and training. Yahoo News has made a series of reports quoting former U.S. intelligence officials revealing the CIA's secret training initiative for Ukrainian special operations forces that began, attention, in 2015. As part of it, CIA paramilitaries had even secretly traveled to eastern Ukraine to assist forces loyal to Kiev in their fight against the Donbas.
The CIA operatives taught their Ukrainian counterparts the best skills for irregular warfare. We tried to really focus on operational planning, then really hard military skills like long-range marksmanship, not just the capacity to do it, but to know how to do it on a battlefield.
There are many videos that appear to show IDAR members being trained by instructors from NATO countries that Ukraine can hardly afford without support. And here's first-hand testimony.
The instructors came from Denmark, Canada, the UK, and the US. They taught us infantry tactics. First, we met all the participants. Then, on the first day, we learned how to ambush. I spent a total of 2 years doing the training.
For years, long before Russia's operation in Donbas. And there is a part about the financing, too. This man says he wasn't the group's lowest cast, but his salary was far from low for the region.
Every month I received a $1,000 salary. I also got a $6,000 bonus.
About that, let's go back to the book. There is a whole list of tasks that the Ukrainian military would get paid extra for. Well paid. Like $15,000 per brigade for accomplishing a combat mission successfully. $5,000 for destroying an airplane, or $3,000 for a destroyed armored vehicle. The question is, paid by who? Moscow says it has proof Ukraine was planning a mass military attack on the Donbas in February-March this year. Here's Ukraine's former premier.
Fateful decisions were made a day before the start of the war to exterminate the Russian-speaking population in Donbass. The Ukrainian army, under the leadership of the nationalist battalions, was preparing to start a military operation in the Donbass on February 25th.
Evidence upon evidence that Moscow's operation was to prevent Kiev's imminent vast strikes on Russian speakers in Ukraine, leading to dramatically more civilian casualties. Marie Finoshina, RT, from the Lugansk People's Republic.
Alrighty, so there, folks, is a different,
very different story.
Right, and that's why we're here now. Don't make the mistake of thinking that in any way we're condoning Russia. We're not. I mean, we're not condoning Russia, but we understand that the two sides to this, and we're seeing how you have to be dumber than a rock not to see that the West pushed this. They put missile bases just a few miles from Russia's border in Ukraine. In fact, do you know, it's an interesting thing because do you know who it was that said that Biden? I had that article here just a minute. It was Zelensky who made the statement that Joe Biden pushed Russia into this, into the attack. In fact, somewhere here, I've got the entire article, and that's what we knew from the beginning, and that's what we were saying. And now Biden is saying, look, see, this is a whole part of the reset, the new world order. In fact, Biden had just come out and made a statement that there's going to be a new world order. If you listen to him very today, in fact, Joe, you know what? Listen, I'm going to try and play a little clip here.
All right.
And so this is just I got to get it real close because I don't have it hooked in.
Speaking at the business roundtable.
Yeah, I've got it.
Yesterday afternoon.
This is just going to be right from inside my... get ready.
We are at an inflection point, I believe, in the world economy. Not just the world economy, in the world. It occurs every three or four generations. As one of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it, and we've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it. So anyway.
So the new world order is not what people think it is. In fact, tomorrow we're going to tell you and show you what their new world order. We've been talking about this, the Agenda 2030, where it was Agenda 21, but we've been talking about this, Joe, since back in the 70s.
When it first started, they started this whole idea, and they were going to create the world where they would move all the people together in cities. They would have wildlife corridors connecting vast areas of land so that an animal could travel from, let's say, Mexico all the way up to Alaska without having to cross a highway. Or they had all kinds of weird dreams in there. And that little city states would be run by the environmentalists. They'd be told what they could make, how many of the trees they could cut, what they could plant. You know, it was just an...
Well, actually, the way they had that, they wanted to expand on all your major cities. The city limits 10 miles out, 10 miles around the city, all around. And then they wanted to build buildings that are three stories high. And no, not three stories, 33 stories, 33
right.
stories high, okay?
The density, population density of Manhattan.
Right, and what they wanted to do is move. On the first two floors, you would have, like, all your government offices and all your shopping malls. And then they wanted to take all of us, especially the elderly, and put us in there. No cars. In fact,
no cars.
The Deathocrats
city
are talking...
Building.
The Deathocrats are talking now about having a driveless Sunday, declaring Sunday a day when no one drives their cars to preserve fuel. Now, why do you think they would pick Sunday, Joe?
Well, mockery of the Lord's Day of Rest, probably.
Right. Anyhow, so now, but with that, you would have to know to be able to go out to the countryside. The countryside would be kept clean and pristine for the elite, for the oligarchs, for the Clintons and the Bidens and the Obamas.
Parks, designated places, designated parks where we would have hiking and biking trails and things, but it'd all be controlled and set up by them.
Right. So the common folk could only go where they would be allowed. They'd have to have a passport to go. In order to go out and even to travel, say, from one state to another, you'd have to get a passport. This is all in plans. Right now, they've already invoked a lot of this stuff. You have a lot of areas where you cannot no longer have build a single-family home. You can't do that. It's got to be multifamily homes, okay? I mean, they've started this here in Ohio. The Agenda 21 is called NOAACA. It's called NOAACA here in Ohio. We've done several radio programs talking about it and exposing it, but it's here now. And so when you talk about what's taking place over there, you're only getting the New World Order, the Antichrist world system view. And one thing that you can absolutely be sure about, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, is that you can't trust them. They will betray you at any time. There's five major corporations that own all of the news media, and they will tell whatever lie they're told to tell. There are no journalists left out there in what they call the mainstream. They're not there. They're literally contracted liars. They're contracted liars. That's the reality. And so we are here to try to tell you the truth. We want to bring you as much truth as possible. And that's why we do.
One thing that goes along with what you're saying, the Energy Secretary Granholm was talking about this Ukrainian crisis provides an urgent moment for Congress to act on clean energy while Biden is shutting down energy drilling permits, not approving. They were talking about they had all these, 7,000 drilling permits, but they have the land, but they are waiting on the government to give them permission to drill in places, and the government hasn't approved any drilling. But anyway, while all this is going on, they said this is the perfect time to wean ourselves off of fossil fuel, and this is the time to start being dependent on renewable energy. And so here they're right now. This attended a clean. He was at a clean energy event, funded with dark money and a lot of it from a foreign national and from Soros. And here they are. Climate change can be solved by war and slaughter is the winning message you guys want to run with here. So in the midst of all of this, what are they doing? Pushing their narrative, and with no thought to the cost, the hurt to the average citizen, the person that has to work for a living. And just one more bit of proof to back up, what they're doing, why they're doing it. It's all about their power consolidation.
Okay, remember what Margaret Sanger said about the population. The best thing that a poor family could do for his children is to kill them. Remember what she said about black people. Black people are human weeds. And what did she say? We've got to get black pastors to lead them. They'll follow their black pastors. So they went out and they found Judas goats, those that would push abortion, like Jesse Jackson, like Al Sharpton, and like others out there. These are a number of Judas goats that also they get their funding, they get their rewards from Planned Parenthood, and they did exactly what she said. What Margaret Sanger said. There you go. Now, that article I was telling you about, President Zelensky, here's what he says. Now, this is before Biden says, well, we'll start dumping billions of dollars your way. Get a lot of weapons and do a lot of fighting and kill a lot of people, okay? So here, President Zelensky. Biden deliberately provoked Russia to invade Ukraine, admits President Zelensky. In a stunning admission to CNN recently, confirming that Joe Biden deliberately provoked and enticed Russia into attacking Ukraine as a part of the New World Order agenda. But you didn't hear them talking about that. Okay, so here now, I requested them personally to say directly that we are going to accept you into NATO a year or two or five. Just say directly and clearly, or just say no. So Zelensky said during an interview with CNN, and the response was very clear, you're not going to be a NATO member, but publicly the doors will remain open, he added. And so
the conservative... In other words, we're going to just poke the bear. We're not really going to do it, but we're going to poke the bear and aggravate the bear.
That's exactly right. And now we go back to the previous outline when it was first discovered that Biden administration was using China to funnel information to Russia. Remember we reported on that?
Trump told them something Biden told them something he thought was in secret, and they told the Russians, but I have the feeling it was all done on purpose.
General Milley, it was that... told information about what they were going to do, how that they were going to send in arms and all of this, and the Chinese told the Russians everything Milley told them. Remember, Milley was the one that says that if we do go to nuclear war, we'll tell you first?
Right. We'll tell you before we do anything.
So, okay, now...
That told Putin that basically he didn't have to worry, that everything we did was going to be a bluff. And we've given him a lot of room to wiggle, right?
Right. Well, if you tell your enemy, look, okay, we're going to attack you a week from Tuesday, so go ahead and get prepared. Is that called treason?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely is treasonous. And if you tell the enemy, somebody tells the enemy, hey, we're really not going to do anything, don't worry about it, that's treason also. That's giving away secrets.
Okay, in late February, the New York Times reported on U.S. intelligence and diplomatic officials from the State Department sharing intelligence with Chinese officials in the 3 months leading up to the Russian invasion. The narrative from the New York Times article tells the story of the U.S. trying to convince China in December, January, and February to intervene and persuade Russia not to cross the border into Ukraine. Many people looked at this story from the perspective of incompetence. Why would the Biden team think China would not share this intel? Well, however, when it comes to these types of issues, never ascribe to the incompetence that which can be explained by manipulative intent. Okay, you know, there were people out there that knew Joe Biden for years, senators. And a number of them said they've never known him to make a right decision. They've never known in all the years that he was in.
Even Obama said that.
Yeah. Obama said nobody, and Hillary said nobody could mess it up. That's not the word he used, like Joe could.
Right.
Now, here he says there's every reason to believe that Biden's intelligence community and the State Department were sharing with China was done with intentions of Beijing giving it to Moscow. This is where they're poking the bear, Joe. And here he goes on to say, and my pages and my article are stuck together. Come on. I can't believe this.
Of course, when you're live on national radio, that's when things go wrong. Like I can't get a page turned in my Bible, or you can't. You know, something like that always happens when you have, you know, a million or two people listening. That's when it happens.
From the perspective that the question around intent becomes what they push and what and why did they push it, now we get to the public story, public's quote and critical, Reuters article from December of 2021, what was being publicly outlined by Joe Biden to Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Reuters, December 9, 2021. U.S. President Joe Biden assured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that Kiev's bid to join the NATO military alliance was in his own hands. Zelensky's chief of staff said after the two leaders spoke on Thursday, Biden and Zelensky had a call or 2 days before Biden held talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin to try to defuse a crisis over Russian troop movements near Ukraine's border. Boy, I'm going to tell you, it's unbelievable. In mid-December, let's see, he was not trying to defuse this. I mean, you got to be dumber than a rock. In mid-December of 2021, the public face of the U.S. position was Joe Biden telling President Zelensky the entire Ukraine, that the entry of Ukraine into NATO was up to Ukraine. If they wanted to join, they're in.
But then I heard other stories that NATO, other members said, hey, you don't meet the requirements. So we've got different people saying different things, and, well, what we have is confusion, right?
Well, what you have is not just confusion. What you have is deception.
Right. You got it.
Complete and total deception.
Deception.
Okay, now remember.
Confuse, go back and forth, and say things, keep them guessing, wondering, and then you wonder why nobody knows what's going on.
So remember when I was telling you that Ukraine admitted to placing artillery in residential areas?
Right.
Following, well, here's the article by Cassandra Fairbanks, and here, the Ukrainian government has repeatedly condemned Russia for its bombardment of residential areas that besieged country claims have no strategic military equipment. Today, following a Russian missile strike on the Retroville shopping center in Kiev, the government has inadvertently backtracked on its position. The video shows, let me go over here. Okay. Earlier today, the Security Service of Ukraine announced that they had arrested a TikToker who had filmed him, identifying the location of Ukrainian artillery right near the Retroville Mall in Kiev. Russian intelligence agents were assumed to have noticed the video, and a missile strike was conducted on the area as a result. The video shows the TikToker who recently posted materials about the location of the Ukrainian military on the internet. The SBU stated subsequently the shopping center near which our defenders were was subjected to powerful missile strike by the Russian occupiers. The Kremlin issued a statement confirming that the bombardment struck the intended target, which the Russians claimed was housing rockets used by the Ukrainian and nearby launch missile sites. So now this is witnesses coming out. This is not going through the filter of our fake news media. They're going to, no matter what, they will report any lie that they're told to. I mean, no matter what it is, they will report it. And that's half of Fox News, too.
Then again, you have the lies by omission, like on this you're talking about. Ukraine. What was it last year, this way before the Russian invasion and even before they moved troops, Zelensky had his main political opponent arrested. His assets were seized by the government. He shut down three of Ukraine's most popular television networks, channels that, by the way, were said to have criticized him. So here now, this last weekend, they have a opposition party in Ukraine called the Opposition Platform for Life. 43 seats there in the Ukrainian parliament, and he banned the party. Well, there are also 10 other political parties, and they were all banned. So all political parties are banned. Instead of working together to defend the country, he's banned them all and taken complete control as dictator. That doesn't sound like a good thing, to ban all the parties that, you know, if they were all working for the good of the country and everything were like everybody says how wonderful it is, there's something wrong here. The two are diametrically opposed. You don't ban political parties totally or anything. You know, like they don't exist. He didn't just say, we're going to have to give me more power. No, he banned all opposition in any form to him. So now Zelensky is de facto a dictator, a king.
Well, you've heard about the Nuremberg trials and the Nuremberg code. Well, we're going to be looking at this Reiner Fulmich, who's been heading up a contingent of 500 international lawyers to bring people to justice in the Nuremberg Code. Hang on, we'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away. More to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.